You're listening to the 2024 Connecticut Broadcasters Award-winning Best Talk Show. Melissa in the Morning on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
This story out of Cheshire is certainly turning heads, certainly getting a lot of reaction. I will say, according to the superintendent in Cheshire, they had to have increased police presence for the children at this school because of what transpired from a leaked social media video. So if you didn't hear it in our news this morning, there's a special education teacher. Her name is Annie Dunleavy from Chapman School. She is on leave this morning after creating a post and sharing it in a Snapchat group message. So for people who aren't familiar, Snapchat is a very popular social media app. One of the reasons it became very popular when it was first created is because the messages are supposed to disappear. So you could post a picture or a video, and essentially it's supposed to go away after about 10 seconds or however long it is that you post it to whoever you're messaging or to a group, whoever you're messaging in the app, and it's supposed to disappear. That was sort of the big draw of Snapchat. But what people have realized in recent years is that it doesn't go away. People can either screenshot it, people can save messages, people can save pictures. We do it all the time in our group messages between my family, my spouse, what have you. And Snapchat is still ongoing, but in recent cases, like there was a case in Fairfield maybe a year or two ago where a student was being targeted for his race, and there were these videos being shared on Snapchat among students. Those students were reprimanded, and I believe they were suspended after those videos surfaced because they were clearly picking on this kid using Snapchat, thinking their messages would just go away. Well, the same sort of concept happened here with this Cheshire teacher, and I want to know what you think. 203-333-9422. She's on leave because of what she said in this video. Now, again, this was posted in a private Snapchat group message. Okay, this was among other teachers, according to reports. In fact, the superintendent put a statement out there saying this is not the reflection of the school district. This is not a reflection of the school itself. These were the thoughts coming from an individual teacher, and it is being investigated this morning. So she posted in this group chat, I'm sure believing it was safe. I'm sure she was sending it out of her own frustration, out of her own anger because of the election results and the fact that Donald Trump was elected to be the next president of the United States. Here's just a snippet. I'm not playing the whole video. It has been leaked. It was on TikTok. You could find it anywhere if you were to Google it to look for it. I'm going to play a snippet of it, but just to give you an idea of what she said and why she's now on leave and it's being investigated.
Just because you won doesn't mean we don't remember who you voted for. You're not in the clear. And just please, please don't test your gangster on me, because you will end on a stretcher. Gone forever. So serious. If you want to fight, text me, call me. Whatever. And if you voted for Trump, literally, please delete me, block me, get rid of everything of me, or step to me so that I know what's up and I can handle you how I see fit.
So again, you're hearing just a snippet of this video that was leaked, and I'd love to know your take on it. One side is obviously the outrage coming from families this morning, people who are saying, are you kidding me? She should be on leave. In fact, this was one parent who said, regardless of your political affiliation and your stance on the election results, she should be on leave and should take her job more seriously.
I think her reaction was inappropriate. I think she definitely should be suspended as a teacher while they investigate it. So whether you agree politically or not doesn't matter. You're a teacher and educator educating our kids. You need to be cognitive of who's going to hear what you say, whether it's not intended, you know, for the public or not.
So again, this was a parent who was talking to WFSB overnight and saying, yeah, she should be on leave. She should be suspended. This is so inappropriate for a teacher to say these things. But let's look at the other side of this, which is, let's be honest, right? Let's sit here and look in front of a mirror. Have you never lost your mind about something, been upset about something, maybe said something that, God, I would never want my grandma to know, or I'd never want to put it on a billboard for everyone to know. And you think you're talking to somebody safe and it gets out there and you think, what? I thought I was telling a safe place, a safe space. which is what this teacher thought. Now, was that a smart decision? I mean, I think the obvious answer is no. You shouldn't be posting things like this on any sort of social media platform unless you're having a one-on-one conversation in person. How else would this have gotten out to the public? But the bigger question here is, does this reveal, don't post stuff on social media, right? I mean, we always talk about how it's so easy to track and go back and see what you post. Even if you delete it, even if you think it is gone in a matter of seconds, like Snapchat, it never really is gone. So certainly that's something I think everyone can agree upon, regardless of how this investigation plays out. I think everybody can agree that this is a, to me, this is a teaching moment. And I don't know if you've seen it, but I certainly could say on my social media, I have seen very similar outrage post Trump's win. I've seen very similar outrage from people all across the country, but they're not just upset that he was elected. They're upset with the way Americans voted. And there have been a lot of attacks on Trump voters. And I think that's the concern here for parents. Not so much that you have opinions and that you're really upset about it, because look, let's not forget what happened 4 years ago. Okay, let's not pretend like we didn't see a riot rush on January 6th to the Capitol. Okay, like we did. We saw emotions erupt in an inappropriate way 4 years ago when Trump lost. Okay, so we've seen this sort of reaction on both sides of the aisle. But here's the question. Are you fit to teach? You're talking about students who their parents could have been one of those many voters who voted for Trump, and will that impact the way you treat that student? I think that's the big question here. And if your emotions are so strong to the point that you're willing to threaten people who voted for Trump, that puts your job into question. We wanted to ask you, the listeners at home, what you think, starting with Dave in Fairfield. Welcome to Melissa in the Morning. What are your thoughts?
Hi, good morning. A couple things here. So number one, with the whole election thing, I think a lot of people are just uneducated or completely brainwashed by the media on both sides. I can't remember what news media spokesperson said. Whoever wins, it's not the end of the country. We have a democracy. We have systems and laws in place that protect people's rights. So I think everyone goes crazy based on the rhetoric that they're hearing from both sides.
Totally.
As for this teacher and, you know, other social media posts, I think these teachers feel like they're empowered by, you know, their protection from their unions. And I've seen many, many posts from educators, especially teachers, about it's the end of the world. Someone on your show just mentioned the teacher in whatever social media platform they posted
Trumbull.
That at the end of the, yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. And I'll tell you, I work for a large corporation, and most schools and board of educations are large corporations. If I had done this, I wouldn't have been suspended. I would have been fired from my job.
Well,
she's protected
yeah.
by, he or she is protected by the union, and they feel empowered, and they think and they can say and do whatever they want. And it's irresponsible. And it's ridiculous that it's come this far. And you cannot threaten people, especially kids.
So again, thank you so much. Dave calling in from Fairfield with his thoughts on this. And very similar, actually, from another Fairfield resident, Brian, who I had quoted before, felt compelled to then call in and give us his thoughts on it and dive into it a little bit deeper. Brian in Fairfield sharing his thoughts right now on WICC. Hey, Brian.
Hi, Melissa. Here's my opinion on the teacher and the Snapchat situation. Personally, I have no problem with someone getting emotional. All the, you know, sort of all the nonsense of like block me or I'm going to leave the country. We've seen that in prior elections, and people get obviously very, very emotional with the presidential election. I have no issue if that's, you know, coming from my landscaper, the mailman, the cashier, my insurance agent, you know, other peers, buddies I golf with. That doesn't bother me at all. The second that it becomes a real issue with me is when it involves kids. Teachers have to be held at a, you know, to a higher standard. I don't want my kid to ever be collateral damage because of your, you know, emotional you know, connection to a presidential election to where it bothers you that much to where you're becoming threatening, which, again, you could pretty much be in almost any other profession. And, you know, I think most people would, you know, kind of look at you as a joke for being that upset over it. But the second that it involves kids, big, big problem. Can't mess with people's kids. And I think that's sort of the direction that a lot of people would share. You know, most people, even, you know, when you get into a lot of the topics that, you know, that do become politicized, the second that it involves kids, people take issue with it. Most people, whether, you know, most people who lean conservative really don't have an issue with a lot of things that, you know, liberals tend to lean towards, but the second that it gets pushed on our kids, it becomes a problem. So as someone who did vote for Trump, you know, I have no problem with someone voicing their frustrations over it. I get it. I know it's an emotional thing, but do not mess with my kids. Do not mess with my kids. The second that kids get involved, that's when parents get angry. And I think most people are capable enough to realize if it doesn't involve kids. Again, if this is my landscaper saying that, if this is my electrician saying that, I remember, you know, back in 2016, the whole, you know, he's not my president stance that people took. That's fine, whatever. Like, you know, go about your day. You know, cry about it if you have to. Like, it's fine. But do not bring kids into the equation.
203-333-9422. Our own Gary McNamara, who's one of our law enforcement experts on the show, he is in charge of security and government affairs at Sacred Heart University, a former chief of police in the town of Fairfield, joining the conversation this morning. Gary, what do you think about this?
Well, I've listened to everybody, and I listened to kind of you, the way you set it up and stuff, and it brings me back to my time as the police chief. And, you know, there are positions of community trust. And, you know, as the police chief, I may not have always agreed with everyone, but I had to ensure that I had the trust of the community, and the community had faith that I was practicing my service to the community fairly to everyone. And I think that's when you see someone in a position of community trust put something out there that attacks people, and it raises questions about their ability of that community trust, and it raises those questions. And that's the point. You can have your opinions. I think the point is that I always recognize that whether I agreed with you on everything or not, I serve the community, and we're all one community. And I think we need educators to understand that, the value of teaching our kids to think freely and be very accepting. And when positions like this raise that doubt of trust that you're doing that, that's where the problems become. That's just my opinion.
I think that you bring up a great point, Gary, which is when you especially are in a position where you have a direct impact on anybody in society, to me, I just think there's a time and a place for it. And when you're putting it out there on social media, you might as well just put it on a billboard in your school, or you might as well put it on a billboard in your police department or on your business, you know, front door. I just don't understand why it's become so comfortable.
Yeah. And well, there's a difference between mourning and you're upset about it. And I understand that. And,
totally.
You know, how people process that. But I think when people say that they're going to, you know, I don't know, treat people differently because of their views. And again, going back to that community trust, that I think is what really bothers people. In that, you know, and again, just going back to the police officer, if there was a violation and we stopped the car for the violation. We didn't stop a car because of a bumper sticker or your support of one person or the other. And you wouldn't want that. And the community wouldn't want that. We want people in those positions of community trust to treat everyone fairly. And whether you have views or not, you know, whether I agree with you or not, I have to serve you appropriately.